Monster Avery Looney Party was established? I don't know. It was sometime in the 1970s. It was formed out of the teenage party, which Lord Such had in the 1960s, where he wanted to reduce the voting age from 21 to 18. Who founded the party? That was Screaming Lord Such and the Savages. Why was it given such a peculiar name? There was some politician, and I don't know his name, but it's in the book. There are a couple of books about Lord Such. And the peculiar name was given by a politician who was in power. I've lost the plot completely. I'll start again. Why was it given such a peculiar name? It was given by some politician because, and I think it was something due to the Monty Python sketch. There was a Monty Python sketch to do with silly parties, and a politician said that Lord Such was a raving loony, so it stuck. Why do all members of the party have unusual aliases? I have no idea. Why was the party established? It just sort of happened, I think, more than got established, and it sort of just continues to sort of lumber along due to the sort of conferences every year down at the Dog and Partridge. As the party's never won an election, do you feel that you never will win? Of course we're going to win. We're going to win every time. If not, then why do you continue to run for election? Well, because I have to make a stand. If yes. If not. And then if yes. Well, I don't know. If you did win, would you stick to your manifesto even though you have some strange policies? Well, of course I wouldn't. Do you trust other politicians? I do largely trust politicians. I do think actually they're a lot nicer than they're made out to be by the media at large. And of course they're easy targets. So I think they are actually genuinely quite nice people, most of them. Although you do actually meet them at the counts. I have been to several by-elections and you meet people who are reasonably high up in parties, and I've got opinions about some parties where they're slightly less trustable than other parties, but I don't really want to say anything about it. Do any members of the Monster Avery Looney Party take this seriously? What do they take seriously?
The campaign.
Oh, yes, they take it desperately seriously. Who other than the Monster Avery Looney Party would you like to see win the election? Martin. I'd like to see Martin win the election. They're very difficult questions. Who do you think will win the election? Well, Tony Blair will win the election, won't he? I mean, he's by far the more credible leader of any political party at the moment, I think. Who are your policies aimed at? Well, I suppose they're aimed at anybody who isn't totally dedicated to one party or another. What I find is that people always have a problem with me standing for the Monster Avery Looney Party if they're usually strong supporters of either the Conservatives or the Labour or the Liberals. If they're strong supporters of any of those parties, they always have a problem with me. But people who are floating voters and who actually are the important people for the stability and electoral stability of the country always think the Monster Avery Looney Party are excellent because it gives them the opportunity to say that none of the candidates are any good. Why do you think most of the population don't bother to vote? Well, I don't know, but it's terribly sad. Do you think that any of the parties will actually stick to their manifestos if they win the election? Well, it's very difficult for them on account of the fact that the media always blows up different issues in such a way that they can't answer questions honestly. When politicians do answer honestly, they're quite often penalised for it, which is outrageous. Do you think that politics should be made more fun so that more people will vote? What are your views on the Conservative, Labour and Liberal Democratic... Well, I haven't read any of their manifestos. And I suspect they're probably okay. As one of your ideas, you planned on giving free lottery tickets. Will they be means tested? Of course. What are your thoughts on the Iraq war? How do you feel about fox hunting? Oh, we've got a policy on fox hunting. We think there should be one dog per fox. Do you think that Blair had lied to the public about the war? I think it was very difficult for Tony Blair because what you don't hear is the fact is he had to go to war because America went to war. We had to go to war. If Tony Blair hadn't have gone to war, we'd have really fallen out with the US. And he did his best to stop America from going to war. And he did his best, I think. At the time the war on Iraq broke out, Blair said that if no weapons of mass destruction were found, he would resign. Why do you think he didn't stick to his word? Well, I don't know. What is your opinion on immigration? We've got a policy on immigration. No, we've got a policy on asylum seekers. We think they should have better signposts to the asylum. Why do you not have a candidate in every area? Because there's not that many people with 500 quid that are just willing to throw it away. A lot of people know little, if anything, about the party. Why don't you publicise your thoughts as much as the other parties? Well, we do, but everybody's too busy thinking about things in the pub. Do you think Blair did all that he could to help? Who? What's that say? Rover?
Rover?
Rover? I didn't know Rover was lost.
Not the dog.
Maybe you're a
car company.
Yeah, common issues, aren't you?
Rover? I feel very sorry about Rover. He's probably gone to find Lassie. Why do you think Blair was so eager to help America to invade Iraq? I don't think he was eager at all. He tried to stop them. What is your opinion on Blair's relationship with the President of the USA? Well, quite a good one. Do you think that any of the parties have policies on their manifestos that are not possible to achieve? Well, tax. Why did you join the Monster Raving Loony Party? Because I wanted to vote for them. And I went into the 1992 or whatever it was election intending to... No, it was before that, the one before that. 92, was it 92, was it 93? Anyway, that election, I went in wanting to vote for the Monster Raving Loony Party and I got into the polling booth and there wasn't one standing. So it was deeply disappointing. Well, I was, so I ended up standing myself. And actually, the one really brilliant feeling that you get from standing for your, as a candidate is walking into the polling booth and being ever so surprised to see your name there.
Well, a lot of people call me the count around here.
So you know that you're voting for the right person because you vote for yourself. How do you become a member? Well, it used to be that you paid £10 to become a lifetime member, and I did that, and it cost £10 to become a lifetime member. Unfortunately, now it costs you £15 a year, I think. Or it may be 12, I know. I know, I can't, I know, it's going to be a bit of a problem to get Martin to join. I'll have to buy a membership. That's it, I've run out of questions. Got any more?
Have you got anything you'd like to add? You said that 2001 was 477
people? 472
people
voted for me, including myself. Obviously, this time I'm going to vote for Martin because
he's
by far the better candidate.
Do all your family and friends vote
for you?
You
traitor!
I think both my parents voted for me last time, but I think my mum has become disappointed with the direction I'm taking. Already?
Before the papers really publish my don't vote for me. So I think that vote is irrelevant. Otherwise it might...
Well, you need to turn up to the count. You need to turn up to the count and spoil it in situ.
Do you think Alan Hope would make a good Prime Minister?
I think he'd make a very, very, very rotund Prime Minister.
Okay.
And dignified. Apart from when he's drunk, which is most of the time.
Like Charles Kenny then?
Yes, I think he would be a good alternative. As long as he wore a very, very tall top hat.
Oh.
With a monster-raving Loony Party rosette on the top, which is much the same as the Liberal Party rosette anyway. No, they copied us. We had we had this rosette before the Liberal Party.
Out of election time, do you, when you just sort of meet new people, do you tell them that you're a monster-raving loony, or do you not tell them?
I always shout it into the room before entering any room.
Just let me just burst.
It's nice to have a job where you use one hand. Look at that, not a student, a hand in his pocket.
The criticism, you're coming for the criticism.
I am. Have you ever put it down on a job application form that you're a member of the Monster Island League?
I've never filled in a job application form.
Because he's rich. Sorry, anyway. He's a capitalist. Come on, admit it. On camera. Attention-seeking capitalist. After a no answer is normally a confirmative.
Well, it has to be said, I do enjoy the kudos.
No, answer the first question. Are you rich or not?
No, I'm not.
Oh, it depends on riches, isn't it? Yes.
No.
How do you find rich? Why do
I need to be...
Do you qualify for Social Security? Yeah? Do you?
I'm working on it.
Oh, so you know what you... Ah, it's just a politician. You don't answer questions. That's a loony way to waste £500, isn't it? You don't have a party for that. But you wouldn't have been the full attention of it, would you?
Yeah. No, it's true.
People get bored and go speak to somebody else. Yeah. So this is a way that you can guarantee attention for £500 rather than have a party.
Yeah. Can I count on your vote? Monster Raving Loony Party.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
Do you think that MPs get paid too much?
No, I don't think they get paid enough. and when they do get a massive pay rise, that's when I'm going to get in. Vote for me. Thank you. Vote for the Monster Raving Loony Party. Thank you.
I bet I'm not even registered.
Turn this off for a minute.
Okay. Have I been a bit disappointing?
No, I think you've...
Are you going to become, professor?
Do you just
want
to check that, Tom, for me? That's come out.
I'm just a bit disappointed.
It would require £500.
Well, I can't even find more than two or three people who are prepared to come to the count with me, Martin. That's why I'm trying to bulk them up with you, with your presence.
I'm doing something serious. I've been speaking about these issues around here to everyone I know for years. How many people are helping me? The chapel lives in a house today. And, anything you can do with spare time to help.
That's an impressive microphone. Is that a small condenser one?
Is it
phantom powered?
You do the honours and just actually doesn't rest on the side. I just want to ask, do you see your party as a good way of getting people more interested in politics?
You should join the party.
Of course.
I mean, does it engage people, you think, to be more proactive?
Oh, come on, where are you answer.
From? Where are you from? You're not a part of the UK.
It's a very good party to vote for, and a very good party to join, and it's a thoroughly good party.
Did you?
Oh, I'm enjoying this.
Is it like a sort of a 24-hour party?
It's a 36-hour a day party.
You film him. Yeah? He's funnier because he doesn't realise it. At least he's got his hand out of his
pocket.
If you invest in a small tripod, you can put your hand back in your pocket.
He's getting abusive now.
Ignore him.
Back in. Go on.
Can we count on your vote? Monster Raving Loony Party. Thank you.
Did you know Lord Such?
I've met him once.
Just met him once?
Yeah, and he was sober, which was a terrible thing for him.
That wasn't the question.
Were you obviously quite saddened?
I was reasonably saddened by his demise.
But
it was a rock and roll death, wasn't it? It was sort of that rock and roll thing from the 1960s. I mean, his contemporaries were all people who played in the Stones and the Who and all these people, you see. Yeah. He knew them all. So, you know, he sort of... He went the same way as the rest of them, really.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones that are still living are sort of... in a far worse state, aren't they?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Do you feel that... since he's gone,
still
that you haven't got.
Not quite as bad.
Do you think you've suffered as a result of him not being around anymore? Do you think you need someone to take over his role?
Well, he did. He had kind of lost enthusiasm, and of course, he never really stood for the Monster Raving Loony Party. He was really the teenage party right till the end, really, and he was an enthusiast into. He was really a gigging musician. That's what his main. That's what it, how he felt himself as being, I think. So the party has sort of developed out of Lord Such, really. But and I think personally there's as much Monty Python and that side of things within the party now. But it's just the same as any other party, you know. I mean, there are splits and people form the Loony Rock and Roll Party or New Loony. And we're just the same as the rest.
Have you ever had anyone kind of switch to a mainstream party from your party?
I think
you've had anyone not go to some
I think we've had that's a Tory. I think we've had a Loony gone to Tory, and we've. But I think that was down in Devon somewhere. They're very strange down there.
So, will you always be a Loony?
Well. I can't see myself really being let into any of the mainstream parties. But, of course, I may reject my loonism and join the Martin Kyleson party after this election.
He isn't a party. It's a one-man band.
It won't exist after this one. I'm giving up politics.
Are you? Are you giving up politics?
Well, of course I am.
Well, I'm not. I'm going to continue. I like the notoriety.
I'm not interested in politics. It's just that there isn't any politics out there. That is a more serious issue, isn't it? I mean, if no one listens now to their own themselves and has a huge protest vote this time, then I don't think
there's going to be a very big turnout this election. I think there's going to be a very poor
smaller
turnout.
Smaller than 2001.
Yeah, and I think that's very disappointing.
Yes.
What about sort of young people?
I want to be able to buy a radio.
Like these guys, does it make you angry or does it make you sad that they're not more interested?
Well, I mean, they're doing themselves down, aren't they? Because if they all voted, the political parties would listen to them. That's if they voted, it doesn't matter who they voted for, if they voted for the Loony Party, they would be then listened to by the mainstream parties. The fact that people aren't voting means that they're not listened to. I was watching some programme, late night television, you know, and they were saying they were saying that all the political parties now actually direct their main campaign strategies towards elderly people because they vote, which means
they
that
might give you attention you won't need to spend.
So you know, it's if young people get disaffected, it's their own fault, isn't it?
Yeah.
They should vote.
Just have hands up. How many three of you are voting?
All 17.
They're not old enough.
They're not old enough.
But I have got 18. Carl's voting. I think I've got one student who is old enough, and he said he's going to vote. But that's the only one I know who I teach.
Yeah, I know they're not voting, which is a shame.
Come to go to university, and they don't register, and then they can't be bothered to go and register for a postal vote because it's too much effort.
But it's always been like that, but there is a particular thing going off now where people are not voting, are they, in their 20s and early 30s, yeah. And not voting, which is a shame, I think, because it means that the political parties, the main political parties, are just not bothering about that age group, because they know they're not part of their, you know, they don't need them.
I heard a good one. Well, didn't we see it on the television where there's a council for the youth or something like that?
Channel
4 program, Election on the Spot, and so he went to ask them some questions, and so one of the guys who was on the panelists at the front, young guys, was saying, well, the good thing about the war, basically the good thing about the war is it got more people interested in politics. I thought it's a rather desperate way of looking positively at the shed of innocent blood.
Do you have to have a big ego to be in the Monster Riding Rooney Castle?
Big bang
battle. Well, that's nonsense, because Are You Serious is a bus driver from Sawley. And I think you have to... I don't know if ego... Yeah, I suppose you do. There are an awful lot of very big egos in the Looney Party, which is why it's just in this permanent state of infighting. I think that's probably the same as all political parties, isn't it?
Have you got any female candidates?
Well, Boney Moroney is the party secretary, and she's standing against Tony Blair. And there's Mad Cowgirl in Sunderland, who is female.
You said that Cowgirl's
female.
Are you sure about
and then,
that?
And then there's Lady Penelope, of course, who isn't standing, but she is the tallest member of the Monster Raving Looney Party. She used to be Margaret Thatcher's... She used to work for Special Branch as Margaret Thatcher's bodyguard, one of Margaret Thatcher's bodyguards, and she's had the op. She's now a 6'7" transsexual, and she drives around in a pink Rolls Royce.
So I knew this was a patient in that.
So, because when I went down to 97 conference, that Lord Such was there, and he grabbed me and shoved me in this lineup with the Bishop and Baron von Thunderclap.
Right, with the Bishop, who's a transsexual?
No. She wasn't there then, and Baron von Thunderclap and the Bishop, and it was the tallest loony, you see. Well, the Bishop turned out to be taller than I was, so. In 2001, the Bishop had left the party. There'd been this sort of split of the loonies in the Isle of Sheppey down in Kent, who were sort of about half the party. And they'd all left to form the Rock and Roll Loony Party. And the Bishop was one of them. So I went down to 2001 going, I'm going to be tallest loony, you see. All the way down the motorway, I was thinking, I'm going to be tallest loony. So I got down to the Dog and Partridge and ordered a pint and, you know, sip my pint, and there was this chap standing next to me who introduced himself as Chocolate Man from Croydon, and I said to him, first thing I really said to him was, when is the tallest loony competition? He said tallest loony competition. I said, yes, tallest loony competition. He said, we don't have it anymore. I said, why? He said, Lady Penelope. And of course that was the first time I'd heard about Lady Penelope, and it was a bit of a shock.
Was that attached to your ego?
It was. It was a savage blow. So you, there are.
Thought about some leg extension.
I have considered it, Martin.
Who's your hero?
Lady Penelope. Can I count on your vote? Monster Raving Loony Party. Standing in this parliamentary election, Monster Raving Loony Party.
The Looney Party.
the monster raving loony party. Do you vote in the area? That's a shame. Because you could have voted for me.
You'd change that if you got into power.
We would. We'd encourage everybody to vote for us. We'd get massively into postal balloting fraud. And we'd be in power for the next 10,000 years.
That's big in Birmingham at the moment. It's quite
popular. Well, we're true enthusiasts in this, but we just think it's unfortunately happened for the wrong party.
Are you from Birmingham? Yes. Now, I think that... do you fancy trying to get to interview... Because you've got some position to come from, don't you? You are a professional teacher of...
Yeah.
Then you say, it may not last for long, once they see this material.
I think my career's coming to a crashing halt.
I'll assist you on this one, actually. I mean, just to help this sort of failing sort of career. Can I say, so you've got some students, and in order to kind of perhaps stimulate youth interest in politics, could you come and interview her? And if you let me do the interviewing, because you're useless, seriously.
it's nice that the criticism has been diverted for a short while.
then you'll have some good...
He shouldn't really be standing, should he? He should be a sort of one of these really evil reporters like Jeremy Paxman.
I mean, because think about it. Claire Short, she was dead against the war. Democracy in this country, so she's dead against the war. So it's, you know, like 8% at some point, say I suppose, of people were against the war.
I've met Galloway at the at the Leicester South by-election. I met Galloway.
I'm being serious for a second, and we can go on to him later. And so she was.
I shook his hand. I shook the hand that shook Saddam Hussein's hand. I don't know what that says about me.